Mistral's €3 billion raise is the largest number in today's HN lineup by a significant margin, and it deserves genuine scrutiny beyond the headline figure. The announcement framing is interesting. Mistral isn't just saying this is a funding round, they're calling it a mandate to build sovereign open-weight AI to frontier. That's a very specific claim packed into 8 words.
Let me unpack what that means, because it's doing real work. Sovereign is doing the political lifting. The argument is that European nations, enterprises, and institutions shouldn't have to route their AI workloads through American hyperscalers or Chinese platforms. Mistral is positioning itself as the European alternative. Open weight means the model weights are published and downloadable, which is a real differentiator from OpenAI's GPT-4 or Anthropic's Claude family, which don't release weights. And frontier is the ambitious part, claiming that their open models will compete with the closed frontier models on capability benchmarks.
The business logic for the $3 billion is fairly legible. Compute is expensive, talent is expensive, and building a model training infrastructure that can actually compete with the hyperscalers requires capital at a scale that wasn't available to European startups historically. Mistral has been remarkably capital efficient relative to their American counterparts, but at some point you're competing against organizations that have spent tens of billions on custom silicon and data center build-out.
The HN thread has 363 comments, which is the most engaged discussion of the day, and the sentiment is genuinely mixed in interesting ways. A significant contingent is celebrating the open-weight commitment as a meaningful counterweight to the trend toward closed, proprietary frontier models. But there's also healthy skepticism about whether sovereign really holds up once you start examining the compute supply chain. Mistral trains on NVIDIA GPUs, routes through cloud providers, and operates in an infrastructure environment that remains substantially American.
That's the real tension in the European sovereign AI narrative. The aspiration is real and politically meaningful. The EU has genuine reasons to want AI infrastructure that isn't subject to American export controls or political pressure. But the execution layer is deeply intertwined with American technology. True sovereignty in this domain would require European-designed chips, European-operated data centers at scale, and European networking infrastructure. That's a decade-long project, not a funding round.
To be clear, none of that makes Mistral's raise irrelevant. Open weight models have demonstrably changed the industry dynamics. When Mistral releases a strong model, it immediately becomes the baseline that proprietary providers have to beat in terms of cost efficiency, and it gives enterprises an option they can actually audit and modify. That's a real competitive force, even if the sovereignty framing is aspirational.
The multi-agent LLM financial trading framework posted today, trading agents on GitHub 62 points, is a useful complement here. It's a framework for deploying multiple LLM agents with different roles in financial trading workflows, combining fundamental analysis, technical analysis, sentiment reading, and risk management into a coordinated system. The score is modest, but the concept is directly relevant to where Mistral's capital will end up being used.
Enterprise financial services is one of the highest value, highest stakes deployment environments for AI, and it's also one of the most demanding in terms of auditability and regulatory compliance. Open weight models are actually attractive in that context, precisely because a bank can run Mistral's model entirely on their own infrastructure without data leaving their perimeter. A multi-agent system where different agents have different risk tolerances and information sources is a natural architecture for that environment.
Dan Liu's piece on how well agents use test and verification techniques adds a needed dose of realism here. With 99 points and 27 comments, it's a careful empirical look at whether AI agents, when given access to tests or formal verification tools, actually use them effectively. The answer, spoiler, is mixed at best.
Liu's work is always methodologically rigorous, and this piece is no exception. The core finding seems to be that agents are inconsistent about running tests before declaring a task complete, tend to give up on verification when initial attempts fail rather than iterating, and sometimes treat passing a test as a terminal goal rather than a diagnostic signal, which is exactly the failure mode you'd be terrified about in a financial trading context.
Before we move on from the AI territory, the piece on VMs powering mobile agents, specifically looking at the infrastructure behind Claude Code and other agentic systems, deserves a mention. The author, Rohan Adwankar, is tracing what actually happens computationally when an agent like Claude Code runs. The sandboxing architecture, the VM isolation model, how tool use gets executed safely. It's a narrow but important topic because the security properties of agentic AI systems depend entirely on how well that isolation is implemented.
And as AI agents get more capable and take on more consequential tasks, including, as we just discussed, financial trading, the VM and sandboxing architecture becomes not a back-end detail, but a fundamental safety property. The HN thread is small, only 7 comments. But the comments that exist are from people who clearly work in this space and have strong opinions about the trade-offs.